Right. So hopefully this is going right now, and yeah, I don't know what I just done there. yeah, hopefully this is recording. It's just hit 9 o'clock, so we'll be starting from there, I guess. Or apparently it's hit 9 o'clock. It's 8:59. Oof. oh no, now it's 9 o'clock. Alright. Anyway, so first episode on Dalton's Talks. What are we gonna be talking about today? Well, I thought it would be pretty cool, you know, to talk about the past. And what I was gonna be talking about was field trips and stuff like that when I was at primary school, because I think that those kind of stories are quite funny, or it's quite interesting to, you know, go back. I can't remember what the word is, but yeah, go back and re-experience those times again. So first, where are we going to go? Well, we are going to go back to year 4, I believe it was. I think it was year 4. Might have been year 3, I'm not sure. You have to bear with me on that. But, year 3 or year 4, we went to somewhere. Nah, we went somewhere. And, we went to a town called Wells. W-E-L-L-S. And it's a bit of a drive from where I live now, but we went there and we stayed at this at this supposed haunted Victorian old school. And I didn't really see any ghosts or anything there, so I thought the whole paranormal, you know, whatever the guys were talking about, that was just BS. But yeah, so this place was supposedly haunted Victorian school, and I think we stayed there for about like 3 nights, I believe it was. It was something like that. And I can't remember what we'd done. Oh yeah, that was it. We went to we kind of explored the area a bit. So what I can remember, we went to the beach for a day out. And we went to the beach, and we went through like the local woods, and we all went off in groups of like our teachers. So if you were in their class, then you know you'd go off with that certain teacher. And some classes went to the beach, some classes went to the forest, and I think other students went like near like the rock pools and stuff like that. So we were all in certain places so that we wouldn't all get mixed up. And I remember going to the beach, I remember going to the rock pools and stuff like that, and jumping about in all the water. It was like really hot as well. I think it was like sometime in spring. And yeah, we would stay here for like a few days at least, 3 or 4 days, and we would just explore the just the area, Wells in general. It was near the coast, and I remember there being like a big pirate ship that was a restaurant as well. And one night, like for dinner, we had fish and chips at the local place, so that was pretty cool. And I remember sharing a room with 3 other people. I can't exactly remember who I shared a room with, but I think one of the people were called Joe. Don't know if that means anything to anyone, but just throwing it out there. The next trip. That trip didn't actually have a name. We'll just call it the Wells trip, because I didn't really know what like the place place was called that we stayed in or anything, but I definitely know that we went to Wells. And, you know, we just explored the area, went on a pirate ship restaurant thing, or we saw it, had chips, had a good laugh. It was alright. That was in year 3 or year 4. I can't really remember. This trip was definitely in year 4. That is when we went to Kingswood, and it was like, it was like a, I don't know how to describe it, but they had like, they had a cinema there. It was like a big mansion. It looked like a big mansion, and there were like loads of activities to do and things like that. And I remember they having like a zip line, a cinema. They had, they even had on site, they had a, the things that the soldiers used in World War 1 and 2, or just in any wars, like the things where they would go underground, you know, to cover from bombs and stuff like that. They even had one of them, and they also had a go-kart track, and I remember going on the go-kart track, and when I came off, I felt well chuffed, because I'd driven this, like, go-kart, and I was going around to everyone saying, look at me, I'm Richard Hammond, because, I remember watching Top Gear back then, and I did, like, I still do. Richard Hammond, out of the three of them, is the best, right? Just my opinion, just saying it, you know? You can like James May or Jeremy Clarkson, I don't care. The hamster's the best. But, yeah. I remember going in that, that World War II underground, whatever you want to call it. So we ended this like little room. It was like a little stone castle that you could just about fit like 10 people in. And the guides went, right, hey, you go down the slide. And there was like, there was literally like a little slide that went deeper into the ground. And when you go down this slide, you go into a room. And they tell you, alright, so this is what, like, the conditions that the soldiers had, you know. This is what the room looked like. And then they went, alright, now if you follow me, we'll show you another room. And, like, me and all these other kids and these two guides, one at the front, one at the back, with all the kids in the middle. So it's like a weird sandwich. We all followed the guide. And then they led us to another room, which looked the exact same as the one previous. And they told us that if that this was a trick that the British soldiers used if they were ever invaded. And it would be to, you know, trick the German soldiers. Because if they'd go through the tunnels and find this other room, they'd think, well, hold on, I was just in a room like this. So have I gone in a circle or, you know? It would be a way to trick the enemy. They had a gift shop there as well. I guess there's nothing really to say about that. Ooh, at the end of it, I think it was like a few days as well, like 4 days that we stayed there. They handed out like loads of prizes and certificates and stuff like that for the things that people had done throughout the, you know, the days that we were there. I think some people were given certificates, some people were given like sweets and chocolate or food and stuff like that, but me, I was given a t-shirt with Kingswood on it, which was the name of the place. And I remember not wearing that t-shirt for like a year, and then when I tried it on, because I was kind of skinny back then, this would have been year 4, yeah, I was kind of skinny. And I remember trying to put the t-shirt on and it didn't fit me. I must have packed on a lot that year. Now, year 5 and year 6, I went to a place called PGL, which stood for Parents Get Lost. And what that was about was, it was kind of the same as Kingswood, but it obviously had a lot more put into it. Like, they had like loads of climbing frames and Jacob's Ladder, which was like a massive climbing thing that you went up and you rang the bell at the top, canoeing, shooting, not like actual guns, but like air rifle, you know, target practice. they had a massive swing there. And I went here twice. I went in year 5 and year 6, so I'm a lucky bugger. But I done something different on both times that we were there. I remember, like, late at night, we stayed here for, like, a week, like, from Monday to Friday, just that. And I remember on some nights, you know, you'd go around a campfire with, like, all these other children, like, so your school and a load of other schools, you know, and you'd all sit around this campfire and just sing, like, a load of weird songs. And when they woke you up in the morning, you know, you had to all get in, like, your own formation. It wasn't like the army, but, you know, you had to get in where your school was. And then when they were marching you in your groups to, like, the activity that you were going to do on that day, they would sing them songs like, Romeo and Juliet on a toilet seat they met. Yeah. I remember some of the songs that they'd done there. And I remember, I think it was like the second to last day. Bit random, I know, but whatever, let's throw some food into there. I had a jack of potato. I never tried the skin on a jack of potato. I absolutely hated it. But when I tried it there, you know, I was with, you know, the gang, you know, I was with my mates. So I was just like, screw it, I'm going to do this, you know. I'm going to eat the skin on a bloody potato. So I tried it, and I actually enjoyed it. I was just like, wow, it actually tastes quite nice. And I ate the whole potato. Jack of potato, that is. Not just a little random potato, no, a jack of potato with cheese and chilli on it. That was actually quite nice. I know that was my first time also of trying, like, mayonnaise. I mean, we were there for 5 days, you know. They were offering, like, you know, I can't remember how it went, but you'd have, like, an activity, a couple of activities in the morning, then you'd have lunch, and then a couple of activities in the afternoon, and then you'd have dinner, and then you'd obviously have to go to bed. And the bloody teachers, man, they were like, you know, they were like freaking eagles trying to bloody lay down on their prey. Like, when it was bedtime, you had to be quiet. And I mean, you know, you had to be away in bed. Because they bloody come into your room. Like, with no word of warning. You know, don't bloody knock on the door. Just full on opens the door. You could be naked for God knows what. And they just bloody look at you. Like, we were in bunk beds, and I remember, like, the teachers opening the door. And they'd look at every child. There were 4 people in a room. And the teacher would go, yep, 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 yep. They're all away, and then close the door. And they might, if you're lucky and they liked you enough, they'd say, good night all, close the door. Yeah. What else was there? Oh yeah, we done the shooting, the air rifles, you know, where you felt like a hard man because you were carrying a freaking loaded gun. You felt like a hard man because you were in a canoe, you know, or in like a little rowing boat with the fins either side. I think that's kayaking. Yeah, kayaking. Yeah, because you're, you know, steering a boat. Like, what's up, man? I actually remember there was a kid called Callum who went around and he was trying to like capsize people. And because Karma is a bitch, he capsized himself, so, you know, and I remember everyone laughing at him, and it was really funny, because he was trying to tip over like loads of people, and then he tipped over himself, so, you know, what goes around comes around. I don't know if it happens at the end of the week. Alright, I'm going to say, because I went there twice, I got 2 different experiences of PGL. When we first went there, it's really hard to explain, but they have like their main area, like they had like PGL had this hall like kind of space, and it wasn't that big. it wasn't that big of a room, like, it wasn't massive, but you could definitely fit, like, a bunch of people in there. And they had a disco in there for all the children that were leaving, like, the next day. And, you know, the disco was, the disco, you know, it was pretty sick, you know. Like, although it felt like I was at a kid's birthday party, but you know, it didn't, the atmosphere wasn't that, but just the look of everything, you know, they had like the little disco ball and the little DJ booth at the front, and that was it. I don't think there was any food. There might have been. I think, yeah, there were definitely drinks, but there wasn't any food. And then the second time that we went there, it's hard to explain, but literally, like, down from where that hall was, like, there's, obviously, like, it's near the entrance, so you got the entrance, like, so you go through the entrance, and you got straight on, and then you've got a right, and then on your left would be, like, the PGL building, and the hall would actually be right there, where the right-hand turn is, like, on the opposite right-hand, on the opposite side of the right-hand turn, near the entrance, would be the hall. Well, if you were to go down that road, that area would be where the zip line is, and where the kayaking is, and where, like, the little wood area is, where you can, we actually, like, I can't remember what it was, but, like, I think we were doing, like, some kind of, like, investigation thing, where we were trying to find, like, notes on the trees and stuff like that. Anyway, I'm going off topic, but I'm describing the area. But there would be, like, a massive house near this little roundabout at the end of this road. And when we were in year six, instead of having the part, the disco, the PGL bit, we had it in this big giant hall. And the party, well, not the party, but the disco, man, it was way better than it was in year five. It did not look like a little kid's birthday party. It was like a proper, like, you know, you could, like, make requests and stuff like that. It was well bloody awesome. And I think I actually made a request to a song, and I actually started dancing to it, like, nearer to the booth of the DJ, and I think I caught his attention. I remember something like that happening. Just me and my mates were next to the DJ booth. Throughout my whole entire school life, like, education, my most popular year will always be year six. I would never get as popular as I was then. Oh, man. Because, like, everyone in the school, everyone in my primary school in year six knew me. You know, they knew who I was. Well, they knew who I was in year five, but obviously I was at the top of the school, so I didn't have to worry about, you know, any big kids. And I wasn't really a, you know, I wasn't a mean person to anyone in the year below, you know. I actually helped out quite a lot with bullying and stuff like that. Like, I remember this kid called Bailey, who had a bit of trouble, and I think one of my mates, on behalf of him, asked, you know, if I could help out with something, because I had a lot of friends back then, and, well, I do now, but no, they used to follow me about, like, when we'd go on the field and stuff like that. There would be, like, a bunch of kids. And going off the topic of what this was originally about, right, because I want to call out on something. I got a detention, like, I got taken in by the dinner ladies, and I was told off for supposedly starting a gang. And you didn't see my two fingers on the other side of my head, you know, bend down. So, you know, so this supposed gang that I'd made, I got told off for it. And I had to explain to them, no, it wasn't a gang, I just have a lot of friends, and they like to hang out with me. But yeah, a little side story to when I got told off for having a gang. Well, sorry, supposed gang. Anyway, getting back to the awesome PGL stuff, right? Yeah, so we stayed there from Monday to Friday. So it was 5 days of just activities and stuff like that. And I think on the last day, or the second to last day, because it would be your last night, you would have a disco or a party. And it would be to celebrate the time that you had there. And I had that twice. I was one of the many-ish lucky kids who didn't go once but went twice. I know a few people who actually didn't go at all or only went once, and they actually just had to stay at school. They just had to go to school, and I think they didn't have to go to it's primary school. They didn't have to do any lessons or anything educational for those 5 days that we were away. Like, they could watch movies and have, like, snacks and stuff like that for those full 5 days. From, like, when would you get into school? Like, 8 o'clock in the morning? And then it would leave. And then it would finish at, like, 3:15. God damn. That, 5 days a week. Although we had it better. 24 hours straight of PGL awesomeness. Well, even when you were sleeping, because it was that awesome. I think leaving, you know, when you go on a school trip, you're on your own, you're only with your friends, it feels like you're actually going on like some kind of holiday. When you're with your mates, you know, this could be like, well, this could be anything now, but when you're with your mates, you know, you're not with your mum and dad or like your family or anything, you do feel a strong, you know, like a strong boost of independence, because you're just out there on your own. Like, for example, when we were at PGL, we had to go to the bloody, well, we were forced to go to the freaking canteen. But, you know, we had to get our own food and stuff like that, or it was all laid out. We had to get our own stuff. They just directed us into the place and were just like, boom, do what you want. But yeah. There was no, you know, parents get lost, you know? No parents tell you what to do. Yeah. So I think that's pretty much it. You know, I didn't go on just those 4 school trips, you know. I obviously went to more places, but I labelled the places that I went to for, you know, at least more than one day. So school trips away from home for more than 2 or 3 days. If I were to say high school, I actually can't remember. Well, I definitely went on school trips away. Actually, high school, yeah. Furthest that I've been away by myself. Well, not by myself, but away from my family would be to another country. I remember going to Belgium. Yeah. Belgium, yeah. Going to Belgium with the high school. That was pretty cool. We learned about, I think that was a history trip, yeah, it was. We learned about World War I or World War II. One of the two, I don't know. But that was only we only stayed there for one night. And our bloody facilities, man, they were awesome. I shared, like, an up and down, upstairs and downstairs lodge with my mates, just two of my mates for a night. And even though it was a night, it was still, the bloody conditions, man, were awesome. Like, we actually had, like, a full-on table, we had our own toilets, shower, How many bloody beds were there? I do not know. There were at least, like, on the upstairs. It was like one big giant room, and you had like a little balcony type upstairs area where there were just beds. So it was really all one thing. There were no, like, well, the only room that we had was a toilet, and that was it. But everything else was just open, you know. And they were like, yeah, they were like bloody, like, five bloody double-decker beds. Yeah, there were at least five of them, and there were only freaking three of us. So all of us could bloody get our own top bunk, but I think I got on a top bunk, one of my other mates got on a top bunk, and for some weird reason my other mate got on the bed beneath me, so the bottom bunk. I don't know why, because there was, oh no he didn't, they were shaped, there was, no he didn't, alright that was a lie, I'm sorry, but he had me in a bunk bed, like in the middle, and then you had, yeah, you had me in a bunk bed in the middle, and then you had my friend, and then my two other friends that were next to me, either side, that were in top bunks, and I actually had like a window that, in the roof, that would open up, and I could actually like look out into the stars and stuff like that. That was a nice view, that was a nice view. The morning. Alright, I'll just tell you this, alright? I've got a little bit more time. I'll tell you. It's pretty funny, though. The morning after, right? So, like, when we woke up in the morning, it was obviously time to go. I think we were, like, we were the only lodge that had slept in. And we'd obviously locked all our doors, because, you know, safety first. And there was this guy, Batley. He was one of the people, like, on the tour. Who was with our school, that he was banging on the bloody door, and I was just like, yo, someone's banging on the bloody door. And my mate was just like, you know, leave it doesn't matter. And I was just like, alright then, fine. My other friend didn't say anything, he was just sitting there. And then, so there was a front door, and then there was a back door, like a glass door, you know, like one of them slidey ones. This guy had somehow gotten through that locked door, opened it, and he shouted upwards. He was just like, "Oi, wake up!" And we were just like, "Huh?" We were all shook at how this guy had gotten through the locked door. Like, what did he do? Pick lock it or something? But I turned to both of them, and I was just like, "Yo, he had just gotten." That door was definitely locked, and how the hell did he get through it? Because that was definitely locked. And all my other friends, my two other friends were just like, yeah, how the hell did he do that? So this guy broke an entry into our rental property, yeah. Because we paid for that. Nah, I'm not going to lie, if I could live in a place like the conditions were there, like if I could actually have that as a house, I'd take it, because that lodge was sick. Like, it even had like a little kitchen, like we could have cooked something, and like a little dining table and a little desk, and it was just sick, you know. I mean, if I were to have it, I'd renovate a toilet upstairs. So I'd have two toilets, upstairs and downstairs. But yeah, that would be the only thing. Nope, I burped. Sorry. Damn, man, it's almost been half an hour. I can talk. But, yeah. My stories of school trips away from home. That is what this can be called. Yeah. hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you all have a awesome day, or whatever you're doing, day, night, morning, afternoon, who cares? And yeah, hopefully I'll make another episode, because, you know, talking about stuff is fun. So yeah, see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.